It's now nearly 10:30 in the evening, and we're getting to the end of our stay in Impica. We'll be travelling back to Lusaka first thing tomorrow morning. But the whole visit has been a sort of roller coaster of coincidences, emotions, all mixed up. We've just come away from a gathering, I suppose you call it, of Jane and I, Nachi Kaunda, who's the doctor at Impica Hospital, and Malama, who is the district commissioner. And we all met in the district commissioner's house, which coincidentally is the house that Jane and I used to live in, which is incredible. The other sort of coincidence is that we met with Malama first thing this morning before we went on our field trip, and the commissioner post is the first post that he's held in the public sector, and he comes from a marketing background in the private sector, so he couldn't be better qualified to comment on the whole Cola Life idea. And he is very keen that it does go ahead, but has pointed out that actually Coca-Cola may not have the reach that we think it has. But it would still be valuable because although it tends to be found along the main roads, there can be 30 or 40 kilometres between health posts, so putting the pods in retail outlets closer to people's homes would be an interesting thing to do. The other thing that I think would be quite interesting is, you know, those who care for children, who aren't necessarily only women, would they pay for a anti-diarrhea treatment kit on their doorstep, i.e. in their local shop, or would they cycle for an hour or walk for 3 or 4 hours, stand in a line to get it for free? And I guess that would depend on the time of year, the amount of cash available, and so on. I guess there would be times of the year where the opportunity cost of that time would be very low, and at other times of the year where it would be really high. And it'd be interesting to know whether the cash availability at the time when the opportunity cost is very high is high, because that would encourage people to go to the local shop and buy rather than walk for several hours. Anyway, so we're back off to Lusaka tomorrow. That'll take all day to drive back down there. We want to meet with one or two people on Sunday before we leave on Monday.